If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 16th day of December 2010. Happy birthday to Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. He's 61. William Refrigerator Perry is 48. Anna Popwell of the Narnia movies turns 22 today. Leslie Stahl of CBS News is 69. And Liv Ullmann is 71. Today is the day when Don McLean's American Pie was released. Not the movie, but the song. This was the first time that anybody had released a single that was 8 minutes long. It completely took everybody by surprise. There was a shortened version that radio stations would play, but you had to really either buy the record or play the entire thing. And yes, at the Big X, we played the whole song. It was kind of like Hey Jude. You know, if you cut it short, you kind of lose the meaning of everything, you know? So disc jockey Bob Dearborn decided to do a special about the meaning, the intricate meaning of the lyrics of the song American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And one of the things I love about rock and roll is to this day, Don McLean has never said, confirmed or denied, that what Dearborn said was true or really the meaning of this song. Leading, of course, to even more speculation. Well, that's what I loved about rock and roll in the 70s. On this day in 1966, Jimi Hendrix released Hey Joe. How about that? Paul McCartney released Hi, Hi, Hi. My one regret about being in radio in 1970, I began in 1970, it was the Beatles had already broken up a year early. I mean, really, I was in mourning for that. but on the plus side, I got to debut all of the Beatles' single albums, you know, McCartney, Lennon, George, yes, even Ringo. I know Ringo catches a lot of flack for his musical ability, but I really think that nobody else could have been the drummer for the Beatles. I mean, you know, I know Pete Best was there, but still, Ringo was the guy. You know, he sat on the stool and did what he's supposed to do. I mean, you know, who else came up? Boom, 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 da dum, da dum, boom, 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 da dum, da dum, da dum, boom, 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 boom. I'll never forget that. Okay, Abbey Road, look it up. Okay, Project for Awesome is tomorrow. Yes, Friday will be upon us before you know it. And it won't be long, as a matter of fact. Yeah, before we start uploading all of our videos and 24 hours of mayhem ensues, we think. There's so much has changed from last year to this year. So ACB, Ali Crispill, will be uploading the video at noon Eastern Time. And when it uploads, then I'm going to put a video on my site, and Ali is on his, Chris is on his, that will lead you to our video, which will be on the YouTube page, Ali Crispill. I'll put a link and a message to myself because Audioboo has chosen not to give us any space to do that. Member FDIC. God, I miss radio tags. they were fun. Maybe somebody needs to explain to me why everybody has to be uploading at noon Eastern time tomorrow, because it seems to me that the one way to bog down the internet, maybe you can't bog down the internet anymore, but it just seems like YouTube could be overwhelmed by the number of videos trying to be uploaded to one place at one time. So actually, if you think of it this way, in a way, ACB is committed to saving the world because we're combining what would typically be three videos from each one of us into one. So, see, there you go. We're saving. And I'll tell you this, from a personal standpoint, there's always when you hype something and you say, this is really going to be good and it's really going to be something that you'll enjoy watching, you kind of have a responsibility to make it good and something you'd enjoy watching, because you feel like, well, okay, if we put it on there and it really sucks, then we're going to be embarrassed and slink into a hole and you'll never hear from us again. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But we did put a lot of effort into this. I'm going to just give you one hint. And trust me on this. Don't stop watching the video until it's over. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you think it's over, it may not be over. Until you see the counter stop and it can't go no further, don't stop watching. And we'll see you tomorrow.